Welcome to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. Got a special guest in the studio today, defensive coordinator at Cookeville High School, Marcus Walls. Welcome to the show, Marcus.
Well, thank you, Coach. I appreciate you having me here.
Well, it's tough during season. I appreciate you taking a little bit of time to get over here during season and talking with us. And we're going to dive right in. I want to get to know you a little bit better, let the folks that are listening out there get to know you a little bit better. So let's go back to where you were born and then maybe tell us a little bit about your parents.
I was born in Little Rock, Arkansas, born and raised. My parents, Sam and Donna Walls, they still live there. I have an older brother. He's also named Sam. And my mom worked for Dillard's corporate offices, and my father ran Arkansas Capital Corporation for, Lord have mercy, several years. By the time they retired, they're retired over there now. They were just here last weekend visiting to come see the granddaughters and so forth. So it was good to see them.
I'm going to tell you what. You know, your dad's got to be a good guy. Your brother's got to be a good guy with a name like that.
I mean, and there's four of them now.
How,
so between
God,
my
how.
So I got a nephew.
So Uncle Sam's going to be prevalent within your crew as time goes on. That's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. So Little Rock, Arkansas. Wow. Tell me a little bit about Little Rock.
Little Rock, a great place. I went to Catholic high school, and it's a wonderful place. We enjoyed growing up there. It was such a fun state because we could, just kind of like Cookeville, we could go float the Buffalo River over there and things like that. But I really grew up in the city, so I'm really more from that kind of more urban as much as Little Rock is compared to kind of Cookeville's a little bit more rural for me, but that's all right.
Yeah, Little Rock's a fairly big city, right?
Well, it is the capital, so I mean it's larger, yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, Tennessee landscape-wise with Arkansas is pretty similar.
Well, that's one of my draws to this area is that I love the Ozark Mountains. I loved Arkansas and being able to get into those mountains and things like that, and I enjoyed it very much. And so coming over here when I first moved to Tennessee in 1999 and stayed here for about 6 years. Then I left, and now I've come back. This is my seventh year here now. But that was my draw here. I love the seasons, the trees, the hills, the everything.
Just to give a little bit, you know, what we're going to talk about later, you know, you're defensive coordinator at Cookeville High School now, and the new regime coming in. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. Your wife also is a coach at Tennessee Tech, assistant women's basketball coach, doing a fantastic job over there for the Golden Eagles. So I wanted to mention that. We'll get back to family and talk about that in a second, too. So when you were growing up, you know, definitely attracted to sports and played all your life. So let's go back to what's your earliest memory of playing sports?
My earliest memory was actually, you know, I played in the City League, and I just loved it. I was actually really, really small, and I got ran over quite often. But for some reason, I liked it, and I just kept playing it the rest of my life. And I was lucky enough to go into college playing it, and that was just a blessing to be able to do, and it was so much fun. I enjoyed playing the game of football.
You know, we share that because my folks really didn't want me to play. I didn't start playing until I was in ninth grade.
Oh, really?
So I never played organized football before that because I was so small, like you just said, and they were scared to death I was going to get hurt. Every coach I've had, from ninth grade on, was scared. Sometimes I wouldn't get to practice.
That was my early years. I could run, so they put me, especially at those younger age, they put them at tailback, toss them ball, let them go. And I was able to do that. But I like you, my ninth grade year, I told my father I wanted to play football, and he looked at me and he goes, son, are you sure?
So you didn't play till ninth grade either?
Oh, no, I played all those other years, but when I told him I wanted to play in high school.
Oh, I got you.
My high school was just coming off a state championship.
Wow.
They actually won it again that my ninth grade year. We won a lot. So it was, you know, my dad was, are you sure you really want to do this? And because we had a rule, if I started it, I don't quit. Yeah. And and I said, yes, sir. And it paid off.
So, you know, in your father's eyes, you're probably thinking you're a smaller guy. Yeah, you're fast. But going up against some big guys and just worry about you and making sure you really want to do it because once you do, you're not quitting.
Well, I'm also really physically built different than my family. My father was a lineman at the same high school I went to.
Wow.
My brother originally played lineman on that team. He ended up deciding not to play football, finishing out. But so yeah, here I was, this totally opposite little guy, you know, just could run.
You said something that sticks out to me. You got killed on a hit. Yes. Your first experience, but you loved it. So my first scrimmage, I'll never get Cumberland County, and Mark Wattenberg was in town. He was a quarterback, good player, and ended up playing at Tech with me. And I got just totaled. I mean, just totaled. And after that, you know, my dad was driving me home. He's like, you know, you sure you want to do this? And I'm like, what? I thought I did pretty good today. He said, well, you did great. But, you know, that hit you took. And I said, it didn't hurt me.
I was lucky enough to avoid injuries for the most part until I got to college. And then that's when, yeah, unfortunately, that just happened. But
so that high school career sounds like it was just a wonderful program there in Little Rock.
Incredible. I tell our players all the time. So we had freshman ball, just like we do at Cookeville, and then everybody practiced together. But because of the urban setting, we also had sophomore ball that we played on Tuesday nights, I believe it was. And then JV played on Wednesday night. So my sophomore year, I played two games a week. However, on Friday night, I never played one down.
Yeah.
I stood on the sidelines as a sophomore, and I did not play one down. But then by my junior year, I was one of two juniors that started on all senior defense. So,
you know, Coach, that's what you want. You want a program that's traditional enough and successful enough that kids, unless it's a very special individual,
yeah,
you know, have to work their way onto the playing field. But giving them opportunities as a freshman and as a sophomore to have games during the week, and sometimes you having two,
yes, sir,
you know, it probably accelerates your progress.
Oh, there's no question. I think back on it, and especially as a coach and what I've been able to do, and think, you know, how lucky I was. I mean, what my development as a player, as a person. And that sophomore year was a pivotal year. You know, it's frustrating in so many ways. And then, you know, you look back on it and it's like, yeah, that was a good year for me.
No doubt.
A lot of growth.
We're talking to Coach Marcus Walls, defensive coordinator out at Cookeville High School. And Marcus, so you go into your junior year and you get the chance to get on the field and start at a very good program, you know, state champion your freshman year. Yes. So how was that once you got out there and it's the Friday night lights and it's you?
Well, I one of the, you know, just embarrassing moments of life. So we had a jamboree that a lot of people have. Of course, we had a lot more schools there, and I'm out there and I'm playing DB, and they throw a ball, and it couldn't have been a more perfect ball to me, even though I was on defense, and it hit my hands, my stomach, and then the ground, and yeah, that happened. That was my first attempt at an interception. I guess he got the jitters out at that point.
Well, I'm not going to go into my DB jokes, all right? But, you know, as a wide receiver, we always were competing with those guys, so we had plenty of digs on each other.
Well, I that was definitely one of those moments of just, wow, I was wide by myself. For some reason, the guy threw it to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was one of those days.
So have you always been a defensive minded player and coach?
Well, for the most part, really, now that I think about it, that's really where I hung my hat. I did play by my senior year. I ended up playing wide receiver and DB, and, you know, didn't come off the field a whole lot. When I went to college, it was as a DB, and they eventually moved me to a wide receiver. I told the coach I wasn't really good with my hands, and he just laughed and said, "Don't worry about it, Wallace. Just get out there." I found out later it was because I like to hit
physical,
and we ran the veer, so it wasn't a big problem for me, not because they weren't planning to throw me ball anyway. So yeah, it was just one of those things.
Got a heck of a blocker out there.
Yeah. Even though I was small, it was like, hey, go get them. So,
I was going to say, you know, going into your senior year when they put you at wide receiver, that's when you became an athlete.
No. I mean, we had three passing routes, and the quarterback couldn't throw one of them. So I was blessed enough. One of my best friends, a great guy named Brendan Cook, he was like the blue chip prospect out of the state. He was the other wide receiver. So
wow.
They would move everybody over there to cover Brendan, and well deserved. He was an incredible athlete. And then that left me one on one a lot of times, and I was able to perform at least most of the time over there, you know, with that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I was lucky enough to have that kind of help out there too. Brendan was an incredible athlete.
Yeah, that's cool. Had a compliment on the other side there, so yeah. that's pretty cool. So you go through your high school career. I'm sure you start in your junior year and going into your senior year and playing both ways, being on the field the whole time, special uh-huh. teams and all that. That probably came with some rewards.
I had some accolades that yeah. came out. It was pretty nice. Different things that got
go
listed.
Ahead, go ahead and brag. You know, they got to know about you.
I ended up, let's see, I think by the end I was All-State as a DB, All-Metro as a wide receiver. I was nominated Athlete of the Month out of the entire state of Arkansas in October, and I was a nominee for Athlete of the Year out of the state, which obviously they only have 12. So
right.
That was a huge Arnold honors coming out, and I had some success returning punts, and so that helped, and a couple of touchdowns.
You've really downplayed your talent, because they're not going to stick you at punt returner if you can't catch the ball. I know that. I mean, I've coached a little bit, so I know all that. So you've been very modest with everything. But, you know, All-State's one thing. It takes a lot to be able to get that. There's so many kids out there that are deserving, and you have to pick a couple.
Yes, sir.
You know, first and second team. So making that, congratulations on that. That's cool. And that had to get you a little bit of attention along the way, and we're going to get into the next segment. We're going to talk about your recruiting, because recruiting something has really changed, you know, from then to now. So we'll get into that right after the break. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Coach Marcus Walls, defensive coordinator at Cookeville High School.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. Your host, Sam Brooks, again with Marcus Walls, defensive coordinator over there at good old CHS, Cookeville High School. So when we left to go on break, we were talking a little bit about your senior year and all the accolades that you were lucky enough to get with your teammates on a fantastic high school football team there in Little Rock. And, you know, that had to get the attention of a lot of folks out there, even though you were small. You know, there was a day when college coaches measured kids by their heart instead of how tall they are and all the stuff that they have to go by now. A little dig there. So
I'm with you.
You're with me, yeah. So tell us a little bit about being recruited and how that was for you.
It was really strange. I didn't know about a whole lot. And I tell people today with the internet, just like in my case, here I am from Little Rock, and I, for instance, I'd never heard of Middle Tennessee State University. I'd never heard of Tennessee Tech. And I remember in our library, there was this huge book of colleges. And so if you were interested in a college, you kind of had to go,
wow,
you know, find it type deal. And so that was a just kind of a different thing. I come to find out, I didn't find out till later, how many colleges play football in the state of Arkansas? Way more than just the Razorbacks or Arkansas State. And I'd known about University of Central Arkansas, but I mean, there's tons of them. Arkansas Tech, Southern Arkansas, Henderson State, Wichita Baptist. I had no clue. I never even heard of, you know, just that we didn't have the cable and that we didn't have the Saturday, you know, you just. So you really saw, you know, the Saturday football games, and those were back in those days for me. That was the Southwest Conference.
And the coaches were relying upon high school coaches,
yes, sir,
to be able to find these kids.
Yes, sir.
You know, if you have a good high school coach that has the time, which is tough,
right?
You know, to help you get his kids out, it makes it a little bit easier. But you know, that's how things have changed.
Very much different, and that's just, you know, it's great. It's the opportunities today for these young men or and ladies, depending on what you're talking about, is way more than I'm sure what you experienced and definitely what me. I didn't know anything.
If you did, you had to find it out on your own.
Yeah, and my parents, who are wonderful, but they weren't college athletes. They didn't understand the recruiting process. They didn't understand highlight videos or what that even right. meant or game tape or, you know, it was just a lot different in those days.
Yeah, no doubt. So you started getting that interest. Who were you hearing from at that time?
Really, the two schools that I really focused on. My brother was a freshman at SMU. They were coming back from the death penalty.
Yeah.
And so I got to go on a recruiting visit there and met with Forrest Gregg. He was the new head coach. I ate lunch at his table, and I'll never forget him taking off his all-pro ring to show it to me. And, of course, like I said, I was a smaller guy. It looked like a bracelet almost to me because he was a big man. And then Baylor University. I went down there and spent some time there and really enjoyed my bit. I went to TCU also. Those were the three schools that I really focused on because, like I said, I'm a Southwest Conference, you know, trying to.
I was just going to ask you, why Texas? I mean, that.
Well, my brother was at SMU, you know, and like I said, growing up in the Southwest Conference, it was Texas and Arkansas.
Yeah.
And so you had all these Texas schools and Arkansas. Arkansas wasn't interested in me. My friend that I told you about, Brendan, went there. He ended up signing with them, and so they weren't interested in me. And so, yeah, I was just kind of looking around, you know, where could I go?
Yeah.
And those were my three visits that I took, settled on Baylor.
Baylor University, unique town there. You know, I only know that from Skip and Joanne.
it's a very different place than when I went to college because of that couple.
Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing. Between RG3 and what he did for the university as a Heisman winner, and then what that television show. That's anytime you say Waco, that's like the number one. Oh, so you have Shiplap, you know. It's just,
exactly. You know, so, that's a Division I school. So you had a couple visits and a lot, I'm sure a lot more attention than you're talking about, and you decide to go to Baylor. What was the final measuring stick for you to decide to go there?
I love the town. The Waco was I didn't like bigger towns, so when I talk about, you know, Fort Worth or Dallas or anything like that, I enjoyed Waco. It was a kind of a smaller town comparatively.
Mm-hmm.
I just it fed in there pretty well. I felt like meeting with the people, the just everything about it was just a very comfort fit for me. And so that's really what sold me on this is where I think it would be the best place for me. That's how that
was. Talking to Coach Marcus Walls today, defensive coordinator over at Cookeville High School. So you leave high school one summer. You get down to Baylor. You walk in the door. And what do you think?
Well, one of the first things I learned was All-State really doesn't mean anything. These guys, one of my teammates, Robert Strait, for instance, I still talk to him all the time. He was the one of the top-ranked running backs in the country, and he was talking about his recruitment at Southern California and things. I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't know these things existed, you know. And so meeting these people and getting to learn about Texas high school football, which is a completely different world. My roommate was actually the quarterback for that Friday Night Lights team, Mike Winchell.
Oh, wow.
That was one of my roommates my freshman year. And, you know, when you're getting your new stuff and new shoes and everything, and they're handing this equipment, and that guy looked at me and goes, man, I had better stuff than this in high school. What are you talking about? You know? And, he shows you your scrapbook of this is the team plane we flew to Dallas. I was like, what are you?
Yeah.
This is a high school. You know, I was like, wow. So getting to know these people, and Lishae Mastin was actually on that Dallas Carter team that beat them, and things like that. I mean, I just never heard of Odessa Permian. That book hadn't been out, the movie or anything like that. And, you know, Dallas Carter, I mean, they even did a 30 for 30 on the Dallas Carter team. So it's got Lishae in it, and it's just kind of funny to see that.
It's got to be cool going to a place that has all of that history and, you know, you look, you can look back on it now.
Oh, the people I met, the people I was involved with, you know, I can't replace those things ever. The competition level was incredible. You know, I went out there and I'm proud to say, even though I never did anything there for the most part, I ended up getting injured my third year and got my leg broken returning the kick, and that ended my playing days.
Wow.
But I, you know, I worked at, you know, I was there every day. They didn't tell me to go home. So right. I'm proud to say that. And I look back at, I mean, we had first round draft picks on that team and third round and seventh round and what have you. And, you know, one year we got ranked number eight in the country. I got to be a part of two different bowl games. So, you know, those are great memories. And then after I got injured, they made me a student coach. And that's how I got into coaching. But the people I was involved with, Jack Crow, that was the head coach at Arkansas, he came in as the offense coordinator while I was there. And Bob Cope, who was the defense coordinator under Lou Holtz,
wow,
you know, a long time before then, and was at USC and everything else. And in particular, a guy named Andy McCollum.
Yeah.
And Andy, I ended up being his student assistant. And he has by far been an influence on my life, a friend, you name it.
So I mean, you were his student assistant at Baylor.
Yes, sir. That's how we met. He came in that spring, and I went to work for him.
Wow.
And then that's how we met, and we've been friends ever since.
Gosh, I got to talk a little bit more about that. Let's jump to a quick break. We'll come right back, and we'll finish that discussion.
Okay.
We're here with Marcus Walls, defensive coordinator over at Cookeville High School, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Local Matter Sports, talking to Marcus Walls, defensive coordinator over at Cookeville High School today, having a pretty cool conversation with him so far about playing ball. And continuing that conversation, Coach, I'm sure there's some fine things you can say about really the opportunity to get with Andy when he came down to Andy McCullough, when he came down to Baylor. And that's, you know, you talk about godsends.
Yes, sir.
You know, maybe that's one of those things that led you for that to happen.
Yes, sir.
Pretty cool.
God took care of me. There's no question. So many guys on that staff. Larry Fedora, that's another one that he was a GA when I showed up there in 89, and they ended up hiring him full time. And Arlington Dunn, there's so many guys I could name that just were influential. But because I was Andy's, I mean, I had a little cart in his office, in the front of his office, and that was my desk.
That was you.
that was my little area. And but Andy really took me under his wing, and really I learned so much from that man. He one of the best just position coaches I've ever seen. And he coached our linebackers there and did a just incredible job.
So you had been a defensive back up to that point.
Well, they moved me to wideout. And when I got injured, the thought process was, all right, put him back over on defense because he hadn't been standing in these lines with these guys lately. So when that way they might respect me a little bit more than just, you know, oh, there's Walls again, you know, type deal.
Gotcha.
But Andy saw to that also. He let them know when we walked into that meeting room. I'll never forget the first day, and, you know, all of a sudden I have on coaching clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my teammates looking at me like, man, what are you doing? You know? And before I could answer it, I mean, Andy took over and just to let them know that he's with me type deal. And so I was lucky enough to have that kind of situation there.
What sets Coach apart, you know, in your eyes? You got to spend a lot of time with him there, especially early. You know, what kind of – he's been around a long time. Done a lot of things. So what kind of sets him apart as far as you're concerned?
Oh, Lordy. His relationship with kids, he's tough on them. He's fair to them. I watched him take players that were – other coaches couldn't really deal with, and Andy could. He did constantly, and he turned them into He got them disciplined enough to use their talents, and so they all of a sudden, you know, they couldn't play tight end, they couldn't play running back, but all of a sudden they come to linebacker, and the same ones that were, you know, sometimes discipline problems, all of a sudden they weren't. Andy took care of it. I remember one of them one time yelled at the trainer about getting water, bring me water or something like that, and Andy stopped the drill. Walked over there and looked at that. So the little trainer came running up with the water, And Andy looked at that player and said, the next time you yell at him, you're going to run till he gets tired. And, I mean, the kid was a yes, sir. And that was it. I mean, we never had another problem.
Good lesson there.
Oh.
So it's funny you say that. And you know, I see a lot of that. You're a relationship guy. You know, we work together in the public high school system. I've been in your classroom several times. Number one, you're always up teaching. I've never been in your classroom that you've not been up teaching. And then number two, I can tell about when I walk into a classroom and I talk with some students, I can tell about the culture of the class pretty much immediately. And so I think maybe you got that from him because I believe that your classroom and the way you coach is based on relationships.
Well, Andy always, you know, I ended up working for him at MTSU. And when he was head coach there, and his regular mantra was, you know, get your jazz level up. And I tried to do that in my classroom, and I tried to do that on the field, and really try to do that everywhere I go. I try to. Yeah. Not always successful. Some days are easier than others.
Well, we got a bunch more to talk about, so I'm just going to go ahead and call this, and we're going to bring you back for part two.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm here pretty soon, so. So you're at Coopville High School. You came back. Your family moved to town. I know your wife got a job at Tennessee Tech.
Yes, sir.
Coaching basketball, and I think that's kind of – I'm not going to speak for it. I think that's what kind of brought you back this way.
Well, pretty much. We were down in Georgia where my wife's from. We kind of just talked as a family, and it was time that some things changed in our dynamics down there that it was, hey, let's look at going back to Tennessee. And lucky for us, I mean, again, God taking care of us. Kim Roseman, who's the head coach there at Tech, had worked with my wife previously at MTSU, and she had just gotten the head job. So there was that relationship. I was able to, just because of what my coaching career and where I was before, after I left middle, went to Gallatin, things like that. Dwayne Alexander was one of them that I was able to put down as a reference. Coach Medlin just retired. And so there was a health opening, and that really just fell into place.
Wow.
God taking care of us. And all of a sudden we look up, and, yeah, we have opportunities and jobs and where we wanted to be.
That's awesome. Now, I know your wife, so I'm not going to forget this. Let's go ahead and introduce your wife and your family.
Okay.
So I don't get in trouble.
That's right. My wife is Melanie Walls. She's the assistant coach there with Kim and her and Coach Allie and Coach Jay. And they are doing a great job. We've been here. This is be our seventh year, and watching what they've done with that program over there has just been so much fun to be just to be able to see. She's the real coach. I just ask her questions. Then I got an oldest daughter. She's a senior at Cookeville, Brooklyn. She plays on the lacrosse team and has previously played basketball, and she's just a good all around athlete.
Senior now.
She's a senior. And even more scary is my youngest is a freshman, Briley Ann. She plays the bass drum in the band.
Awesome.
And she's also going to play lacrosse. So those are my girls.
Can you play a musical instrument?
No, sir. I cannot sing. I cannot play. I'm not.
I tell everybody, if I had to do it all over again, I'd learn to play an instrument.
Yes,
and
sir.
I learned to build something because I can't build nothing. all right. So you get back here to Cookeville. And by the way, you're right. Kim and the staff over there for the Golden Eagles, the women's team, has done a fantastic
They're
job.
Awesome.
And it's not easy because that's a very traditional, successful program.
They've had a lot of shoes to fill.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Big shoes, no doubt. And they've done a fantastic job. And hopefully just have turned the corner. You know, last year was a fantastic season. So on the heels of COVID and all that.
Oof.
All right. So let's you get out of coaching for a couple years. You do some things, strength and conditioning and all of that. And then, you know, Jimmy Maynard decides that he's going to get out, and you coach for Coach Maynard, coach with him. I know you had a great time coaching with him also.
Yes, sir.
So what made you get the feel that you wanted to get back into it?
Well, you know, I've been a football coach most of my career. Well, in fact, all my career until Coach Gillis. I had the privilege of working with her and the girls' basketball team over the last 3 years as their strength coach. And I'm proud to say I was a small part of their – you know, season last year, and I'm so proud of those girls. They all end up like being your daughters, and my daughter was on the team, so that was even more fun for me. Coach Maynard decided to retire. Coach Hennigan came in, and, you know, I just miss football. You know, it's been a part of my life since I can remember, and but not doing it was just odd, and so wanted to get back into it, and I met with Taylor, and I met with his dad, and I was lucky enough that Taylor pulled the trigger on me, you know, and said that I could come back and play.
Yeah, I actually remember talking to him about it, and he was very excited about the opportunity. He was wondering, hoping that you would want to, to be involved. So coach comes back in and creates some excitement. Some of the things that you guys have done that I know of, and I'll let you speak to this, started to try and involve the middle schools, give them a little bit of attention, involve those coaches with what you guys are doing. As you said a minute ago, create that relationship. That they know who you are and that you want those students at least thinking about the opportunity to come in Cookeville High School and play football. So talk about that getting started.
Well, Coach Hennigan's done I can't tell you what an incredible job he's doing and has done. He's changed so much. I mean, even physically to just the mentality of how we approach things. And it's been a pleasure being with him. It really has. And But getting around, we had a camp this year for the middle schools in the summer. We're planning to do more of those, actually. We didn't have as much as we wanted to be able to get with the middle school coaches, but that invite's there. We've met them. We've talked to them. Coach Hennigan talks to them quite often. I believe Avery Trace is playing on our field tonight. So getting those kids over there and seeing what we have to offer. We're a good school. We really are. We're a great school. We offer a lot of different things, not only as a school, but as all kinds of different athletic programs, and football being one of those. The investment into the turf, that's awesome, and for our community to do that. And anybody that comes to our games, you can see, the community support's there. Our stands are full, and it's fun to be a part of. It's fun for those kids. It's fun as a coach, and I appreciate the support. I mean, I know we've struggled at times, but we're getting better every day. That's my saying. Let's get better today.
We're pretty lucky in Putnam County, and not only Cookeville, but the West End, Upperman, the East End, there, Monterey, all got good support.
Yes, sir.
The folks, the community really supports the sports and the kids.
Yes.
And we're very lucky to have that. And you guys, we've talked about several times before. You're building that foundation. You can't have a home that's going to be around a long time without building a solid foundation, right. And that's the thought process.
Oh, big time. And like I said, Taylor has been – he's organized. We have all kinds of spreadsheets. I'm still trying to figure out how to open them all on the computer. He's much better at that than me, for sure. But getting those kids over there and like you said, seeing us and know that, we're going to work hard, we're going to have fun, we'll be fair, and – let's go ahead and we'll get it right. It's coming.
I think folks, if they've been to watch and seen the games, they've seen improvement every week, and that can only improve as time goes on. I think you got the coaches there that you like to have there. You got a good group that's close knit.
Wonderful staff. I got to say that the whole staff. I'm lucky enough. I'm defense. But Mike Scivo coming back to help me with the linebackers and Justin Van with the D-line. And then even the freshman coaches, though, Alan Richardson, he comes over and helps. And Corey French, really kind of the defensive. And then, of course, I got the original Coach Hennigan sitting there.
Yeah.
And to be able to bounce things
just
off of him.
Just a little experience.
Just
there.
A tad. He's such a wonder. He's great at meetings of throwing something out and getting us to talk about it. What a privilege to just be able to talk to him.
Yeah.
That's been such a fun thing for me.
Well, Coach, they're blessed to have you. And, I think it's something that you guys are going to continue to improve as time goes on, because I think you're doing it for the right reasons and you're doing it the right ways. And so we wish you luck in everything that you do. And, again, we're going to have part two, so you're going to have to come back. But I really appreciate you taking the time during season to get over and talk with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Coach.